Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There are a lot of mixed opinions out there about the new tax law. Some think the new law is great and will create jobs. Some say it's a huge giveaway to corporations. What do financial planners think? Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Wes, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back on the show.
Give us a quick overview here of the new tax law.
All right, Mike. Well, first of all, the tax law is complicated. It's got a lot of moving parts. It's over 1,000 pages long, so difficult to boil it all down to just a few sentences. What I can do is I can dispel some of the common misconceptions that are floating around out there. And for starters, around 80% of the population will pay less taxes as a result of the new tax law. And the tax law is estimated that it's going to reduce tax revenue by about $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. So out of that $1.5 trillion, 77% of those cuts are going to go to individuals. Only 23% of those cuts will actually go to corporations.
And of course, now that it's passed, the IRS has to make some rulings on exactly how it's all going to work, right?
Yeah, there's still some details to iron out, of course.
How are you looking at how this will affect the economy and the stock market, of course, for investors?
Since most individuals are going to have more money in their pockets to spend, it is reasonable to expect an increase in economic activity. There's been a lot of analysis done. The Joint Committee on Taxation, they think it's going to likely add about 0.7% to our GDP growth per year. Now, 0.7 doesn't sound like much, but you know, last year if we grew at 2.5%, you add 0.7 to that, that's a pretty meaningful increase. Now, some of our other research partners have a little bit lower estimates, ranging from 0.25 to 0.5% increase per year. But the general consensus is that our economy will speed up as a result of the tax changes. And with the cut in the corporate tax rate, assuming all other factors remain constant, that should help the profitability of corporate America. Higher corporate profits usually mean higher stock prices.
All of that sounds great, but what about the negatives? Are there any?
The obvious negative is the reduction in tax revenue for our government. You know, we're already running a deficit each year, and the new tax rules are likely to add to that problem. And you could make an argument that this tax cut is basically just a big fiscal stimulus plan meant to boost an economy that really doesn't need boosting. Our economy accelerated in 2017 with basically no help from the government in the form of loosening monetary policy. The Fed's actually raised interest rates last year, which is generally done to slow the economy. So our economy accelerated despite the lack of monetary policy help and despite the interest rate increases. So some people argue that we should have saved the tax cuts for a time when our economy needed a boost.
So what should our listeners be doing differently with their money as a result of these tax changes?
Well, the one thing that jumps out at me is the decreased value of a tax deduction. If you have a traditional IRA or 401k, contributions are funded with pre-tax dollars, so they're basically tax deductions. And the logic behind funding those accounts is that you get a tax deduction now while you're working and in a higher tax bracket, and then you pay taxes when you withdraw the money when you're retired and in a lower tax bracket. Well, with the decrease in today's tax rates, there's a smaller difference between the tax bracket you're in now versus the tax bracket you'll be in when you're retired. If you add in the fact that these tax cuts will likely add to our deficit, and it's reasonable to assume that tax rates may increase somewhere down the line in the future to help offset that deficit, this makes a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k contribution more attractive now than it was in 2017. Now, that being said, I do want to caution that everybody's situation is different, and please run your situation by your tax preparer before you act on any of this stuff. But in general, a Roth IRA is more attractive than it was last year.
How about investment categories? Anything there that you'd like to share with us on your thoughts about the effects of the tax law?
Most areas of the stock market should rise, but the areas that should be more positively affected would be small caps and mid cap stocks. You know, the super giant companies, your Apples of the world, they're not paying the full 35% corporate tax rate. Their real tax rate is somewhere down in the 8-10% range. It's the smaller, the mid cap companies who are truly paying those higher stated corporate tax rate. So they're the ones that are probably going to get the most benefit. The super big companies will too, because they'll be able to bring the earnings that they had offshore, they'll be able to bring those back into the state and hopefully spend them here.
Wes, thanks a lot for your time today.
No problem, Mike. Thank you.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.